This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is Marketing Mojo on Resource Center, your one-stop shop for all things marketing. This is Audrey Raj. Now, it's been a while since we had a Marketing Mojo episode on Resource Center. And you know what it's like with us. When we come back with a bang. So on the show today, we're going to be talking about visual marketing and visuals in marketing. So basically, the quickest way to get your customers' attention, hang on to that attention and milk it for what it's worth. Positively, of course. And with me on the phone right now is Han Tay from Sony Malaysia. Han, thank you for joining us on the show.
Yeah, thank you, Audrey, for having me as well.
So Han, you are a digital imaging product specialist. You know, what does this mean? And what exactly do you do at Sony Malaysia?
Okay. All right. Basically, I'm the one to cover all the product knowledge and troubleshooting, as well as teaching the basics in the camera setting and also photography, videography, and also the different lenses and accessory. So to assist customer to understand their equipment, as well as helping them to smoothly transition from maybe they have used something before and now they are into this Sony. So I'm there to help them to support, to let them have a seamless transition. So in short, to make sure the whole journey for them to use Sony camera would be awesome.
And you also do like mini workshops.
Yeah. So like previously last year in, we call FY19, basically is like say anywhere from April 2019 all the way to April 2020, since before MCO. We've done about 304 times workshop in the whole year. And it's nationwide across different states. Yeah. So it's all physical workshop.
Just helping people with their cameras and trying to create the best visuals or videos that they can, right?
Yeah. So as you all know, in camera, we have different groups of users. So the main portion will be those hobbies. And then, of course, there's a professional part. So on the weekend, we do a lot of activities for the hobbyists in nationwide to conduct workshop, to let them enjoy the camera, as well as they also learn new tips from our alpha guru experts, something like that. Yeah. So like myself, I'm usually to support the professional to make sure that their equipment is ready, is okay, nothing wrong, and also make sure their job is getting done, something like that to start with. Yeah.
And what about SMEs and businesses, small businesses?
Okay, so I think right now for this role of SME, I think can really benefit from this to expand your business. So you are getting much better visual from the camera point of view. And additionally is that I hope I can also assist you in creating those nice photos. Especially right now, there's a growing trend, as you can see, of the live streaming. Yeah. So, which is why I'm here today to really share a bit of information and how it actually can help your SME in the future.
Okay, so Han, you know, I want to keep this discussion focused on visual influence in marketing. You know, so what kind of role do visual materials play in influencing a person to click, to browse, or even to purchase a product today?
Okay, we all used to swiping the phone all the time. And it's all happened instantaneously because it just keep going on. So sometimes there's a lot of things that we see and it's not easy to catch someone's attention, like to pause there for a few seconds to actually have a look. Oh, what is it about? And some of that. So the visual has to be very good. And on top, it's also nice quality as well. So the great visual speak 1,000 words by itself. Of course, it draws the people's attention to your visual in a split second. And of course, if this is interesting, they might stay a bit longer to have a look. With the power of the camera and combined with your creativity and additionally with some skill, then you might have some nice visual for you to engage those customers and then they might click, go in and have a look and ultimately purchase the product.
Yes. So, you know, and there's also different forms of visual content marketing right now, right? So there's the photos and then earlier you mentioned live stream and then there's videos, there's even infographics. So maybe you can talk to us about the advantages and disadvantages of these different forms of visuals and what works on different platforms, you know, like social media or print or even on a website for your e-commerce store or something.
Yeah. So I'm sure, I guess, like you mentioned before, on e-commerce store, usually we see a lot of photos and all the different products. And then if you go on those Facebook, it's a mixture of photos and video. And I think people right these days are tends towards to those short video clips. So a very informative video, but in like a short 15 to maybe a 15 second, not too long. So they won't like watching a video for entire time. So in terms of visual content, it can be photo aesthetic, right? So video has the emotional touch to it. So all this form of visual content actually is like a plus. So most commonly you can find it on Facebook, YouTube. And I think less and less people actually looking at the print these days because people already have smartphone. So yeah. And another thing is that people want the information as quick as they can. This is why the internet and also the social media has been like a boom since we have this smartphone. Yeah, something like that.
Some people actually say a good visual can be more compelling than a product description. And do you agree with this?
Yes, I do agree. It's very true because you want to have less is actually more. That's why when we come to those visual, we want to make sure that you only emphasize on those unique selling point. So like what are the things that you're actually trying to sell and what are the main unique selling point that you want to highlight? And that's it. You don't want to have too many information on the same visual, like too many words, too many descriptions. And they'll say, this looks a bit messy or confusing. So this is why you want to keep your visual as compelling as it gets, simple and also high quality pictures you can get, then maybe you can get the attraction from their audience, something like that.
And there's also the whole element of visuals being very, having the high shareability, you know, because like research shows that visual content is 40 times more likely to be shared across social media than any other type of content. So more shares, of course, mean more exposure. So should marketers be thinking about this when they are creating visuals, like if these visuals are easy to share or will be highly shared?
Yes, definitely. So the more people share the content we created, it's actually better for us as well. So because our message is getting across the audience, whether it's targeted or not. So to let everyone know about the latest topic or products, so simply by sharing on social media. And human is tend to attract to nice visual and easy to understand content. As I mentioned before, with great visuals, speak for itself. So the visual quality is very important here where we have in Sony, we have different range of camera that will suits your different needs. So if the viewers are willing to share, so it's an added benefit, added bonus for us to have more traffic to the content so we can get more exposure as well. So which is why it also makes us feel positive about our content that is created. Yeah.
So, you know, talking about user-generated content, right? When it comes to businesses or e-commerce stores, photos by customers or patrons, your users on social media, how effective are this kind of visuals in getting clicks? So, photos that are generated by your customers of your shop or of your products, how effective are they at getting clicks?
Okay. So, actually, this is a bit of a long answer, but I try to be, let me borrow a bit. Okay, the more the merrier for people to actually to do more content from those users. Actually, we encourage them to do user-generated content because usually they are less, you know, can be unbiased, right? They're also not tied to any brand because it's all come from their own experience, okay? So speaking of this part here, in terms of my personal experience, okay, like myself, I've been using Sony camera for the past 8 years. So how I actually got into Sony back then is because I actually saw some of the user-generated content from Hong Kong, Taiwan, Australia, and USA. And back then, there was not many content like right now because Sony camera back then was not that. I mean, it's a bit less, not compared to now. But the good thing is with this user-generated content, because sometimes if you see those paid content, okay, this is what they say, this is paying. But if you see those user-generated content, it's different because they all share based on their own experience and their usages. Actually, it's quite helpful and good, like a good point for the business as well because it's shared about their products. So it can influence their network of friends and followers as well as those people who actually watch it. So it might be helpful. Yeah. And yeah, so how they affect, how if they are there to getting clicks? Okay, I give you another example. So back in 2015, I think. So basically, I went to a shop. I like these shops a lot. I took a picture of the shop and I share it on the Google, the Google map.
Google reviews?
Google reviews, yes, on the map.
Yeah.
So since I shot that photo, it's just one photo, but it has more than 50,000 views until now. Yeah, I'm not an influencer, I'm not a YouTuber, but yeah, something like that actually can caught people's attention. Yeah.
All right. It's time for us to take a break. But when we come back, what you need to create the best visuals for your campaigns and tips to maximize the impact of your visuals on every platform. Marketing Mojo will be right back in just a few minutes. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Banish feudal mentality. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
This is Marketing Mojo on Resource Center. My name is Audrey Raj. On the line with me right now is Han Tay, Digital Imaging Product Specialist at Sony Marketing, and we are discussing the visual influence in marketing. So Han, we now understand that visuals play a huge role in capturing attention and drawing customers in. So how important is it that you have good equipment to create these visuals?
Okay, actually is quite crucial, especially if you want to look at it in a professional way and also from a business point of view. So, okay, there's a myth. Do you know what, Andre? Let's say... In this society right now, so usually people would think that higher megapixel count camera, let's say if your camera on the phone can take 100 megapixels, it should give you better image quality than a camera with only 24 megapixels. What do you think? Is it true?
I really don't know, because I'm thinking most people use their phones for things like this, right? But I guess you're really serious about being a digital content creator, that you should be looking at the equipment to give you the best quality visuals. So yeah. I'm not sure. I have to ask you.
All right. Thanks. Thanks for your sharing. So in short, actually, the pixel is just a marketing tool. So it's not the whole idea or the whole story. In short, we want to have let's say any camera form, regardless of either from phone or even a proper camera, what you need to look at is the sensor size. So that's why a lot of people actually don't know what it is. Basically, every part of the picture that you've taken is all go through a sensor inside the hardware, where the bigger the size is, the better. Okay, I give you another good example. Have you had any mooncake recently, or maybe?
Yes, of course.
Okay, good. I'm sure you know the size of the mooncake. How big is it? Okay, normal size. I don't think that. I mean, not other size. But let's say compared to a pizza. Let's say you go to any pizza shops, you buy a 12-inch pizza. Okay, imagine the 12-inch is pizza, and compared to a mooncake, the size, which one is bigger?
Of course, the pizza.
Yeah, of course. So imagine same amount of surface area, but you have same amount of pixel. So let's say on the mooncake, you only have the 24, and then on the pizza, you also have 24 megapixel. Imagine. But right now, pizza is actually having bigger surface area compared to mooncake. So this is a good comparison here. So this is why your smartphone is having a smaller surface area in terms of sensor size and compared to an actual camera. This is why with bigger sensor size, it equals to more light coming into the camera, and you are getting much better photo quality, video quality, and also one of the things that people really like is the background separation, the 3D effects, how the blurry things we call bokeh, bokeh. So that one is due to the sensor size, that will make the wonders. So so this is why sometimes people, after they buy the phone, how come it didn't get to what they really advertised? Because of the different sensor size.
I understand what you're saying. But then again, just driving on the roads in the Klang Valley, I've seen billboards of how phones can take such wonderful images and so precise and so sharp. So are you trying to tell me like the best way to get visual quality like that is via a camera, and that a mobile phone can't do that?
Okay, with mobile phone, if you can do that, you need to have sufficient of lighting. Since the sensor size is smaller, so make sure that the lighting in front of you has to be sufficient. So if you are shooting those photos, You just pay attention either whether they're in studio or they're actually outdoor. I mean, if it's outdoor, you have a sun, no issues. But if it's a studio, usually you have a huge lighting in front of you to blast out enough lighting so that the phone can capture enough data into the pictures. If it's the low light condition, that's where most of the phones struggle because of the sensor size is smaller in that regard.
There's also currently been a whole flurry of people going online and creating digital content, you know. So what kind of products are available for people who vlog, you know, video bloggers, right? Or those who are looking to do more digital long form video content like webinars or tutorials? What kind of products should they be looking at?
Okay, I would just strongly recommend, if it's from Sony point of view, the Sony ZV-1, which is the currently the most, in terms of size, it's not that big. And as well as it has all the features that you need for live streaming and also re-logging. And also even if you do some casual short video that you can upload to Instagram. Do you know why I say that? Is that how Instagram story and Facebook story is, the whole video is actually vertical, right? Because we match the phone the width and length. Yes, so the camera actually can record video in vertically. Have you seen anyone using a camera to record video, but using vertically instead of horizontal? So the video can go into phone and then you can create a short, nice effect and also nice quality video and go to those, Insta story because it's vertical. So yeah, that's one of the neat features with that one. And then with the live streaming part, because this camera has very interesting features called, we call it as product showcase setting. So this particular function, what happened is that usually when, let's say we have worked with some beauty YouTuber, so when they're trying to show some makeup, especially your anything small that is hard to focus, but the camera, as long as you put something into the front, it will grab the focus instantaneously. So it's making those beauty vlogger or YouTuber easier for them to share the experience on the particular product. If not last time, is they have to use their hand to cover the face or try to cover anything. I'm sure you've seen those videos before. Yes. Like they try to cover the face because the camera will hunt for a face or eye, but that particular features knows where the product is and you focus on the product. Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, the makeup videos, I see that all the time.
Yeah, and you use a hand to cover it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the other thing I have to ask you, Han, is that, you know, you're talking about investing in these cameras, investing in good equipment to create this kind of visuals that will capture your customers' attention. But should small businesses and brands be investing in equipment like this? Is it a priority, especially during this time, like during a pandemic?
Okay, depends on the needs of your business. But if you are looking for something even further and better, and especially with the strength of this particular camera called ZV-1, is very suitable for those businesses, especially if you want to go for live streaming. Yeah, it's very, very powerful. Especially recently, Sony actually just launched a new software called Imaging Edge Webcam, which can be works on PC and Mac. So I can see a lot of YouTubers recently, they use this particular software and as well as the ZV-1 they already had to do sharing online about their products. So I guess the current in this CMCO situation, most of us might not be able to move out that much anymore. Mm-hmm. So more and more people will be consuming, you know, online content and stay at home, you know. So I guess it's actually a good trend right now to catch, actually to be part of this. And I don't think this CMCO or even this COVID-19 will be end anytime soon. You'll be like another, 6 to 12 months to be safe, I guess. So I guess you guys are still in the right time to be part of this trend. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And maybe you can give us some of the major advantages of investing in a camera for visuals like this, you know, and not depending on your mobile phone. You know, why should more businesses consider this investment?
Okay, first thing first, I can see people using phone to do, you know, live stream and taking photo and video. They are not bad, they're great. It's just that when it comes to the actual video quality and the audio quality is somewhat limited and in some way. So at this very timing, by having this dedicated camera for the job that you need to do, especially you need to do all the time, I very strongly suggest you invest one of it. So again, with those bigger the sensor, like I mentioned before, the pizza. Okay, the bigger surface area, like a bigger sensor, is actually give you better subject isolation. So it make your product more stand out. It looks more professional. You know, you see those commercial video or those video online, then you can see how they get this interesting effect of subjects separated from the background.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is one of the things that make your product stand out in front, straight away in front of your life. So if you use smartphone, you can. It's just that everything looks flat because the smartphone doesn't have enough juice to do this kind of stuff. So additionally is the focusing and everything like that. So the camera will just take care. So and one more thing is, straight out of camera, the image quality will be better because of the bigger sensor size. So it's the best way to get this image to your right target audience, and also let the product be as real as possible, because you don't need to do a lot of editing because the camera is already very nice straight from a camera already. Yeah. Oops, going too far away, but I hope it helps.
Okay, before I let you go, Han, do you have any tips for business owners out there seeking to create more clicks on their web shops, on their website, on their social media pages? How can they maximize the impact of their visuals to help their business?
Of course, first thing, as I mentioned previously, is the grid visual, very important, that will actually, if it's successful, it draws their attention. So you already win 50% of the heart, but the rest is up to you, see what you can do from there. This day, there's too many information floating around the internet. So it's important that the visuals stand out from those noises from the background. And of course, the right combination of gears, skills, and your creativity, and you can produce these high quality pictures. So will be the best way to maximize your businesses. So additionally is, catch this trend right now because of the live streaming. So like I mentioned with the Z1 before, it's a very good for live stream these days. So the tool is in your hand. It's whether how you can maximize it.
All right. Han, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you very much, Audrey.
I've been speaking with Han Tay from Sony Malaysia. Now, if you missed out on any part of this show, the podcast will be available on our website, bfm.my, within the hour. You can also find our podcast on the BFM app, on iTunes, and on Spotify. And Han, for our listeners out there who want more information on some of the Sony products that you were talking about earlier, where can they go? Is there a website?
Yes, definitely. We have sony.com.my. You can go into the website. And also, we have two physical locations you can visit. But right now, because of the CMC zone, just to let you know, we have one Sony store in KLCC and one Sony store in The Curve. These are our direct flagship store from Sony Malaysia.
All right. Thank you for that, Han. That, of course, was Han Tay. My name is Audrey Raj. And catch you again next week on Resource Center, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.